You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy days to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. I hope things are going well with you. Here it is, the last day of April, and Lord willing, we'll be getting back to normal soon here in this country, and I hope things are going well where you live as well. And we're going to wrap up our little look here in Revelation chapter 11, though that'll be the subject of our live Facebook feed, our live study from Island Community Church this Wednesday night, again through Island Community Church Facebook page, live at 6 o'clock. We're going to take some questions. Lord willing, I'll have some answers. At least I'll show you what the Bible says about whatever your questions may be. But, you know, your questions asked me are, who are the two witnesses? Hey, I don't know, but I can certainly give you an educated guess from the things that we read. Matter of fact, we're going to do that here in a minute, because certain signs point to certain individuals. Lord God, we praise you today. Lord, we ask you for wisdom and spiritual insight from above to understand this text here today, because without you and your blessing us with insight, we'll never understand your word. So we pray now, we seek your face. We seek your wisdom and understanding. Bless us with understanding here today. Help us to apply this word here today too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Unfortunately, this is our last program to air on the air at WDZY. And I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard for the last year. And this last day of April is going to wrap up our programming and broadcast. Up there at 8:30 a.m. In the Richmond, Virginia area. God bless you. Thank you for your listening ear, and appreciate it. And Godspeed to all of you. Revelation chapter 11. Let's pick it up here from the top. Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, "Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and those that worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it's been given to the Gentiles. And they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. You know what we haven't covered the last couple days, which makes me think, again, these texts are related. It's something that Jesus said, and you can read about it only in Luke. This is not in Matthew chapter 24, but Luke chapter 21, verse 20, under the heading of the destruction of Jerusalem. It says, "But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know or recognize that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the midst of her depart, and let not those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those that are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. and they will fall by the edge of the sword, and they will be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until, oh, what a key word here, until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. All right, first of all, we've been talking all week. I've been showing you about what's known as preterism, those that interpret Bible prophecy in a different way, that they don't interpret literal, and they're not futurists, but they believe that most, if not all, of Bible prophecy, other than the Lord coming back and the very end of the age, has already been fulfilled. That Nero was the Antichrist. All of Matthew 24 has already taken place because Jesus said that the generation that sees all things, that this generation will not pass away until all these things are fulfilled. And they take that as the generation that heard him speak that. But we take that as the generation that's alive at the time for all these things to take place. And the proof is in the pudding. When have we seen these things? When have we seen two witnesses? When have we seen fire come out of their mouth, devour their enemies? When did we see them dead for 3.5 days? And the greatest, most important key of all is the Bible says that all nations, tongues, tribes, and people saw their dead bodies for 3.5 days. So the question is, when did this happen? Mr. Preterite, if you believe all of the book of Revelation up until chapter 20 in the great white throne judgment, if you believe all of that's already been fulfilled, if you believe somehow or another that Nero was the Antichrist, if you believe all of Matthew 24 has already been fulfilled, when did the whole world see these two men dead at the same time, is my question to you. You see, and you have no answer to that. And what you have to do is you have to change what words mean to make what you believe jive. And that's a big mistake. You should never do that to the word of God. You need to change positions, not the word. Apple means apple. Orange means orange. Apple doesn't secretly mean watermelon. And if you buy my teaching tapes, I'll explain more to you. Apple means apple. When it says the whole world sees their dead bodies for 3.5 days, you can believe that everyone in the world can see it, and you can believe it's 3.5 days because this number is significant. And I wanted to show you here also in this text, these numbers are significant of the very first two verses we looked at, that it's been given to the Gentiles and they will trample the holy city under for 42 months. And now hear what Jesus said. He said they will fall by the edge of the sword. Now, this has already happened. Luke chapter 21, verse 20, the destruction of Jerusalem is not given in the Gospel of Matthew. This was preached at a different place. This was preached as he's watching people put money into the temple. And he says, surely this old lady here has put in more than everybody else. Matthew 24 is given on top of the Mount of Olives. It's a different discourse. He's hitting on different things as he is here. When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is near. That's not in the other text. Indeed, this has happened. And the preterites are right. This did happen in 70 AD. But verse 24 is continual until they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Now that leads me to another text, and that is the Apostle Paul's teaching on what's up with the nation of Israel. What's happened to Israel? He even says it here in Romans chapter 11, if you're able to turn there, if you'd like to turn there. Romans chapter 11, Paul says, I say then, has God cast away his people? Answer, God forbid. In Greek, meganoito, the hammer comes down. Are you kidding? God has not cast away his people. Certainly not. He said, For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. Now this 4-0 prognosco ties all the way back to Romans 8:28, where it says, whom he foreknew, these he's predestined. Paul is saying that Israel also is foreknown. Not just you and I, but God knew Israel was going to do this. God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. Prognosco, or here, proegno, to know in advance. Like, what's your prognosis, doctor? Or they ask him today, what's your prognosis about the coronavirus? And what do they say? Well, many people could get sick and some people won't. Gee. Or what's your prognosis, doctor? What's your prognosis, weatherman? What's your prognosis? What's, you know, oh, death and taxes? No, the only one with a prognosis is God. God knows the ending from the beginning. Isaiah 47 and 49 says he declares the ending from the beginning and the things that have not yet happened as though they have. So here, Romans chapter 11, as I just showed you now, he's talking about Israel and the future of Israel. For those of you that think actually he's saying, don't be proud, then let's pick it up right there. Don't be proud. And that is verse 18. He says, do not boast against the branches, branches being Israel, you, Gentile, being grafted in. Do not boast against the branches, but if you do boast, remember, you do not support the root. The root supports you. Well, you will say then, ah, well, branches were broken off so that I could be grafted in. Well said. Because of unbelief, they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he might not spare you either. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God. Colon. On those that fell, severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. I'm running out of time. Verse 25. I do not desire that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own opinion or conceit. That is, don't be conceited. Because you're saved and your Jewish friend isn't, because God's had mercy on you and over here is blinded, as it said in verse 7. Don't be conceited in your opinion. And then he gives this truth, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until, there's the word again. We read it in Luke chapter 21. We read it in Revelation chapter 11. And here it is again. It's temporary. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved. Now, interpret that literal, friend. Don't believe in replacement theology like preterists believe. The church has not replaced Israel. God's not done with Israel. In the meantime, God's dealing with you and I. And notice with the word until, I'm going to invent a word here. The temporariness of the Gentiles. Read those verses again, friend. Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Romans 11, 25. And Luke chapter 21. We're way out of time. Thanks for joining us here today. You are listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.